It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to continue to go with live cattle, feeder cattle. I mean, both those markets continue to be strong. This last week, we actually saw good strength in the live cattle market as it's trying to true up the spread a little bit between the feeder cattle and live cattle. As feeder cattle really have had most of the strength here as of late. I'm also going to throw coffee in there. Coffee is traded to their all-time high here last week, still trading up in the upper ranges of their highs. So they're also seeing some pretty good push.
Talk about the cattle market a little bit. It's a cash market that's leading, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is all cash. You know, live cattle took a big jump last week. That helped support the live cattle market. Feeder cattle auction sales were down a little bit for the week, but still very strong compared to where we've been at for the last couple of years. And a lot of that is just due to tight supplies and the fact that we still have yet to open that border with Mexico. And right now, we don't know when that'll open. It could be any time at this point.
What's not hot then?
You know, I'm going to go with the rest of the grains. You know, the wheat, the corn, the soybeans. They traded good last week, went right up against their next level of resistance, and it failed. And that brought the markets back down again. Now, we're not seeing big losses, but we're now testing the support lines. Hopefully this week we can see a little bit of strength, but we're also going into some thin leg trading as the holiday season's right around the corner.
Yeah, that's right. We get this week's the last full week of trade. Then we get days off for the next couple of weeks.
And then we get abbreviated, yes. Next week, of course, you know, we'll have, you know, the market stop trading Wednesday night, won't pick up again, or Tuesday night, won't pick up again until Thursday morning. And then, of course, we'll have one day off the last week of the month.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.